The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
And welcome back to the New Slate Podcast. It's been fucking forever.
You thought we were dead.
Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought we were dead. As always, I'm your host. One of three hosts for you on the New Slate Podcast, because you know it wouldn't be the New Slate without, you know, my girls. I am Alexis Littlefoot.
This is Jordan, aka CM Poonani, back in effect.
Is that still your name?
Oh, absolutely. Even if I'm on the challenge, because honestly, I can't think of anything better than CM Poonani because it's just so entertaining to me. It makes me so cool every time.
I forgot he's gonna be. Okay, no, we're gonna have to get into that. Okay, I forgot about that.
And I am at EXO Seattle Slim, also known as Mad and Jew. So, yes.
Why did you come in with the phone sex operator?
Hi, this is EXO Seattle Slim, and you can call me at 1-900-WEED.
That's exactly what
my asthma was acting up. And this is what you guys try to do to me. Murder. Murder.
Yeah. At least you're down in a good mood.
Oh well,
right.
Yeah, how do you have asthma? And you live in Washington.
Not that as much weed as you smoke. Like, how is your asthma still fucking up?
Somebody, matter of fact,
I need answers.
She needs her car revoked. It's not working.
Because listen, because this means that you are not inhaling.
No, what happened, my shit is exercise induced, as lame as that shit is, right? And I went and got the flu, so of course it had to fuck my shit up, so yeah. I'm a dweeb.
That's an excuse. But anyway.
That's an excuse to smoke more weed.
We have a guest this week.
Yes, we do.
It's our 10th episode, so we brought in an interim member of the New Slate Podcast.
We tagged her in. It's our fourth big man tag.
And she likes Marvel, so that means she's awesome already. So
yeah,
true that. True.
Guys,
Kels, introduce yourself to the universe.
I am Kelsey, aka Mocha Hunters.
Yeah.
AKA, let's say something catchy here. This is like new to me, so.
you can be called whatever you want to call. Yeah, bro, she shot her shot. Well. If you don't know Kelsey, let me get y'all hip real quick. Because if you don't know Kelsey,
she is a wrestling Twitter. She is a wrestling Black Twitter legend. I will tell you that right now.
She's a Wrestle Bay Hall of Famer.
Please tell me I follow her, because then I'm gonna feel real sad if I don't. I feel left out already.
Okay, so remember a few months back, I sent y'all the video of Young
the
Kelsey.
Video?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Kelsey was at a signing.
Uh-huh.
Seth Rollins signing. What was it? A year ago at SummerSlam?
Yeah, in August. SummerSlam.
That was you?
See?
Yeah.
She's a legend. She's a Hall of Famer.
She really did that. Legend.
For the culture. All of
For the culture.
I had to. Yes.
So explain to those at home how all of that went down. How just go through your process, how you mentally prepared, all that.
Well, I wasn't mentally prepared. That was the issue. I got there, and he was looking like the whole time I was standing there, which made me incredibly awkward. And I got up there and I just, you know, spoke to him, and he was asking me about myself and asking, you know, why was I there? And I was telling him that my birthday was coming up and all of that. And I turned around, and that's when he looked at my ass. I was just like, shit.
And it wasn't just a...
It wasn't just like a peek. Like, he took a good gaze at, like, he like surveyed it. Yes. He surveyed it.
I didn't even realize that until I left and I looked at the video and everyone's like, he did it. I'm like, what? And I saw it. I didn't even realize that, actually.
Oh,
but he forgot about me. He doesn't care about me, so don't.
So, well, but not even that, but this is now like hashtag Seth, so like, you like, no.
Yeah, so yeah, we're in this new era of Seth Rollins that we didn't know about then, which we saw shades. We saw shades of it then, but now.
Man, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Listen, and also, he wants to clean up his image after dating the neo-Nazi, so listen, girl.
Yeah.
You have a chance.
Okay. Then, yeah, this is my this will be my quick PSA to kindly remind any her, if she's listening, that if I ever see her in Seattle, I'm going to punch her fucking teeth down her throat.
Zaria, girl.
I thought that was just a rumor. Zaria,
say her name. Zaria.
Zara Zero.
Zaria Zero.
What's it called?
Zilch.
I feel like it was some low key like ethnic, but it was like sus. What are you doing?
That sounds Russian, girl. I'm not playing that.
Stop it. Oh my god.
But anyway, I have a question for you. Did you plan that outfit ahead of time, or were you like, I gotta go?
No, I chose, I was at work. I left work early that day. I was not even playing. I went on my break. I told my boss that I had to meet my grandparents at the airport. I hadn't seen
them
in like 2 years. And then when I got there, she saw me dressed and she's like, you're going to pick up your parents? I mean, your grandparents in that outfit. I'm like, this is all I had, but I didn't plan that, no.
But I mean, like, they don't judge you, bye.
I'd be like, excuse me, but my grandma's 50. Like, what do you mean?
Okay.
No. A lot of people were tweeting me that it was too much. And
girl, no.
A lot of people were actually really mean about it. They were like, you know, why were you dressed like that? What were you trying to do? A lot of people.
I was trying to get some Seth Rollins dick, duh, bitch. What you mean?
Yeah.
Like, if anything, I was going to be like, girl, where'd you get it?
Okay.
I want it in every color. That's the result. I want one in every color.
Actually, there were I got a lot of, like, tweets saying that, like, I was trying to do something. Yeah.
Well, the ultimate goal?
I mean, okay. People were single, though, right? So it doesn't even fucking matter.
It's not even that. Like,
exactly. No.
The people who are probably saying that could never even like lick your bootstrap, so it really doesn't even matter. Like, people who are saying that were probably have never even like smelled a vagina in at least 6 years. So,
the people that were saying that probably hide behind Sasha Banks avatars and
emojis. Word. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. And a grown man.
Yep.
Probably.
Definitely.
Oh yeah, girl. I was just like, girl, I need at least 6 of those in every color.
Because that skirt and that heel combo
took everything.
It was cute. I was trying. That was last minute too. I had something, but it was a little too much.
No.
Where are you going? Check yourself. So I had to check myself.
No, it is never too much. It is never too much. Is it ever enough? Will you ever be enough?
No, it was a bit much. No, it was a bit much. And I'm looking at that, so I'm like, what are you doing? I have to check myself real quick. So I was like, let me just throw this on.
I feel you though, because when I went to Raw 4th of July last year, ooh, I wore the like this short bodysuit, like the, you know, like the onesies, mm-hmm, but it was short, mm-hmm, and the Enzo and Cash jersey, baseball jersey. And Bitch's parents was looking at me like, what the fuck? Like, oh my God. Why?
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm like, bitch, I'm grown.
Exactly.
And sat ringside. We passed them up.
Exactly.
But this is how I dress every day, so.
Exactly.
I definitely thought about wearing my my gray cap suit to go backstage at Raw.
That would have been something else.
I definitely thought about it.
That would have been something else. Listen,
these hips, and I'm with coworkers. Nah.
Good point. Yes.
Nah. But I did see Roman walked right past me, and I'm just like,
dang, if I would have had this bodysuit, he would have looked at my ass.
Listen, I don't even want you to speak to me. I just want to look so that I know that you know that I know.
Okay.
You know.
Thank you.
I just want to know that you saw me. That's it.
Exactly. Not even that you saw me, but that you appreciated what you saw.
Yeah.
I think we should tag them when we post this on Twitter.
I'm grown now. Absolutely not.
Next level messiness.
Oh my God.
All right, so this week in Raw, because we're not going to talk about anything that's happened before. Because
yeah, we missed a whole bunch of shit. We
missed Mania, y'all. Like, we missed Mania. This is the worst wrestling podcast of all time, but it's also the messiest, so that's why y'all listen. But we're going to act like none of that ever happened.
I mean, I'm going to act like it happened because it did happen, but we probably all forgot it happened because it wasn't that entertaining to begin with. So.
Well, that part.
It was a mess, yeah.
Well, except for the Hardys, but that was it.
Yes. Probably, like, Naomi's entrance.
Yes. She killed it.
Because everything that I meant, and also just because this is the new slay, and what are we not ever going to be like, Naomi is our queen. So
she's so pretty.
I don't hate it. I'm just glad that she's like, you know, that she's like dark skin and doing it for the dark skin girls.
Yes.
She's getting recognition.
Yes. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. She's the crazy thing is my daughter loves her so much. Like when she thought she lost 2 weeks ago, this child, she's only six. She literally broke the fuck down. Like I had to calm her down. She stands Sasha and Naomi, but Naomi's her favorite. She just loves the hell out of her. And I'm just like, I love her too.
The Sasha you could work on. You can lean her off that. But the Naomi does.
No,
you can work on that.
But the crazy thing about like the whole like Sasha thing is like I've listened to podcasts where people are like, is she black? I'm just like, what else would she be? Like,
can you not tell?
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's
with that walk.
I did.
And with I that think closure.
It's tragic.
We need her to get frontals ASAP. But
tragic.
ASAP.
Tragic.
But I'm just gonna just charge that to, you know, the staff in the back can't really handle black hair like they're not used to that.
No, she should handle it herself. Nico
and Jacqueline were gone a long time ago, so but she definitely should know better.
No, she should know better. And that, but it's just so interesting how like the company positions Naomi and how they position Sasha. Like they kind of let you know Naomi is black. Sasha, they're like, she's a wrestler. It's like, nah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I just think these are the things that I've like just watched happen.
Right. I mean, it's definitely been like a different, like the adjustments you could see from NXT to now on the main roster. It's like, oh yeah, she was definitely, Sasha is not ratchet, I'm not ratchet, all in NXT, what she was going through to now, like you will not see none of that out of Sasha Banks because she's on that edge of, is she
about that
Filipino, is she black, is she mixed,
is she about that Asian,
whatever they want her to be that day.
And she will be it, and she will be it because those checks clear.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I'm not mad at. I'm just like, girl, just fix
I'm just hair. Mad at that hair. That's it. I mean,
just fix the hair.
Get
your life.
It's better than Dana's though.
It's definitely better than Alicia's because it's not synthetic.
Word.
But she's towing the line. Maybe she just needs, you know, to get it. Cause I feel like she's getting it refreshed. She's not really taking it out and then like getting it redone. She's just, you know, freshening, like probably getting it tightened a little bit. She's not like, you know, black hair. You have to take your weave off.
Yep.
None of that has nothing to do with the fact that she never has a part in her hair. It doesn't have anything to do with that.
No, this isn't even fashion cast. This is hair cast. Weave cast.
The weave cast. That's a new one for our friends at the Razzle Cast right there. Weave cast.
Word.
I'm trying to cape for it, but I can't cape for it.
We can't.
I love a good 30-inch Brazilian. Yes. With a good part. Like, the part got to be crisp. Like, you just took an eraser through it. Like, ooh.
You just photoshopped that bitch straight.
Honey. Oh, God. I'm sick with this, but like I said, it's better than Alicia. So what can you say? Because she definitely don't got a part.
So listen.
She be having the invisible part. Don't.
So I'm going to say something nice.
Yeah, it's invisible. You can't see it.
Oh, my God.
Listen, it is the invisible part. But I'm going to say something nice for once on this podcast and say, shout out to Sasha, though, for getting a little thick, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She getting a little thick, though. Getting a little thickos.
And that's that marriage
week. Okay.
Uh-oh. Well,
Sasha, if you're listening, stop while you're ahead.
The husband she doesn't claim.
The husband that she... Well, no, I listened to the Masked Man podcast, and she was like, my husband makes my gear. So, but I was like, say his name.
I know, right?
It's the little Filipino dude that's beyond
Cambodian.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Politically correct.
I guess.
Whatever he is. It's him, the little nerdy boy with the glasses. Okay. I just can't see it.
I still can't either.
I can't. I need to see her with like a strong black man. But no,
you won't.
Yeah.
She was like, she just went straight for you won't.
Yeah.
Speaking of strong black man, the Bellas, Brie Bella had her baby.
Wait,
and I saw a picture.
Speaking of strong black man,
I'm wondering where this story's going.
I'm really
I was gonna bring John Cena into the picture eventually, but damn.
Nah. I can't allow it. Flag on the play.
That's my man. What you talking about?
Strong black man.
You're fine. I'll take John Cena. I'll take John Cena.
I can't
allow it. You want the throwback John Cena and the Citadel?
You were on that island by yourself. You were on that
back in the day, though. Back in the day.
Thank you, Slim. Anyway.
Could have done it all. His forms used to be popping back in 05, too.
Ooh.
Yes.
This knows. This knows. Anyway, I was going to say, Brie Bella had her baby, finally. Felt like 2 years.
She was pregnant forever.
She's been trying to get pregnant forever, and then...
And then that baby was paying rent at that. In that.
Oh man, this is God. And she said that she has lost 20 pounds and plans to return to the ring. I wish she would save us all. Just keep losing weight, sis.
Mm-hmm. Let's keep going.
But don't come back.
The Miz.
Just pass it. Just keep passing.
The Miz is, you know, already doing all of Bryan's moves. We don't need two people showing up and doing all of Bryan's moves. So.
Well, okay.
And Kelsey,
yeah,
we know
not about
people.
To do this. Yeah, not.
This is your people. Yeah. How on earth?
You ain't about nah.
I just want to know why. Like, what is it? What is it?
Why do I like the Bellas?
Why do you like Brie Bella?
Nikki's my favorite.
Huh?
I never really liked Brie.
Plot twist.
Anyway. Yes, Nikki's my favorite.
I love it. I do. She gives me that spiciness. Like, she'd be more quick to be like, yes,
but I
am
think,
Mexican
I don't think,
and Italian. You know, like, but Brie's like,
Nikki's returning.
Yeah. Oh, she's that's what? True.
I don't think she's returning.
Point.
She did this video saying that her neck was fucked up again, so I don't think she's
returning. My back, my pussy, and my crack. Thank you, Jesus.
No. Okay, internet, I need somebody to make the Nikki Bella Master video of her wrestling with my neck, my back, because all y'all
you will, you will not. You will not.
Don't you dare do it and name
Kaya like that. In the name of Kaya Shimone.
R-E-S-P-E, respect me, R-E-S-P-E. No, but like, for real, like, they got the back shots of her. Like,
who am I? Thug, Mrs. Shimone, respect me. Yeah, anyway. Y'all not going to do that to Queen Kaya. Okay. That's my auntie. That's my auntie.
And that explains so much.
That's my auntie.
That explains so much.
My auntie.
Love the fuck out of her, though, for real.
Kaya's the goat. Kaya's the goat. Who else you know who had all they mug shots as they album cover?
Okay.
Your fave could never.
To be honest, I don't think I want my fave too.
Like, yeah, I'm going to pass on that.
Okay. All right. All right,
I just can't see that for Nicole. Brielle. That's what I call her in my head, Brielle. Brielle. I feel like Brie's short for something. Anyway.
Isn't it Brianna?
Okay. Yes. This is how much I don't pay attention to them, for real.
Brielle.
I just feel like that's just more Latina than Brianna. Brielle. Anyway.
Bianca, maybe.
Bianca's a little on the black side. That just took a whole... Your daddy might not be your daddy. I just took a whole nother lane. So the next pay-per-view coming up is Money in the Bank for I guess, is it a inter-brand pay-per-view? Or is it just
yet.
SmackDown?
I would assume that it would
I
be
I just feel like they're so concentrated. It's just too many pay-per-views back and forth. Mm-hmm. I was like, we just got a pay-per-view. Was it Backlash? We just got Backlash. Now we heading into Raw, which is Extreme Rules, which is, in my opinion, the worst pay-per-view on the network right now. They could just never get that one right. After ECW kind of dissolved, they could never figure that one out. I feel like they could bring ECW One Night Stand back now because, well, shit, they all did, so never mind.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so Money in the Bank.
I thought I was wild.
Was that wild?
What do you guys feel? What do you guys feel about
they gone or they up? Doing
a woman's Money in the Bank? I read that somewhere. I think I did.
I'm excited. I've been saying that forever. Mm-hmm. The women need their own Money in the Bank contract because that spices shit up. There's really no tie between the two brands that really link. Like, they did it for Chris Jericho could be possibly moving to SmackDown if he won or he lost, whatever, won the United States Championship, whatever. But there's really no tie there, like, with the women. And I feel like they only got 10 females to shake up anyway, so the superstar shake up for the chicks was pretty much predictable. Mm-hmm. Charlotte had lived up everything that she could possibly lived up, and the fans were tired of seeing Sasha versus Charlotte every pay-per-view and damn near every week, so they had to fuck shit up somehow. So, Charlotte, you got to go.
And might I add, speaking of the women, I don't appreciate the lack of, like, acknowledgement that Mickey, like, they pay her complete dust when she comes out.
I'm glad you're speaking on that.
And I really
dust.
I'm just really annoyed that, like, that's the gimmick, is these girls are so young that they don't know who I am, so they don't respect me.
How would they not know, though? Like,
right, because that was 2009. That was when everybody should have been watching, except for Alexis.
Exactly.
Alexis Bliss, because I know for a fact she wasn't watching because we was in high school together around that time, and bitch was not watching nothing of the sort.
But
she was my head.
But it's just like, I don't know. It's like, for me, it's like, girl, at this point, you're playing yourself. And we know that it's not actually you, but, like, just how they're writing her, I think it's just really, like, cranky old lady. And I just think it's really, that's mad, like, annoying.
I would like Psycho Mickey James back, because if she starts getting a little bit crazy on bitches, then they're going to start recognizing who the fuck she is.
I thought they would have done that with when they had her with Alexa in the beginning.
Right.
Do a whole, Trish and just, Mickey and just thing again. They didn't. I thought that was weird. So.
Yeah, exactly.
They just had, like, Alexa out here looking like the intern, and then she became champion, but...
Exactly, like, out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Speaking of out of nowhere, we have a new...
Is it really out of nowhere? Is it really out of nowhere?
I mean, I was going to say that out of nowhere for the Randy Orton part, because, you know.
True, but...
Our episodic reminder that Randy Orton is a punk-ass bitch.
Public service announcement.
Everyone should know that. I will not rest until everyone in the world knows that, or he apologizes for being a bitch.
Well, you know.
You know he's never going to apologize.
He's never
going
to apologize.
Well, I got a whole lot of petty.
I mean, it's just, you got a brand wife and you saying all that mess, bro. I would just key his car.
Isn't his wife Hispanic, or is she white?
Yeah,
I think Hispanic.
She's very brown.
Yeah, very brown.
Like, I remember just being so confused when he said that.
She's running the wave. Like, she don't recognize who her own people is. So
They on
some get out shit right now, and I'm not with it.
No, for real.
Yeah, they're down bad. And he can't cook breakfast. That's the most basic meal you can ever accomplish in life.
What was that?
Just make a bowl of cereal and keep it moving.
Some waffles.
But we have a brown champion, which the melanin is popping on SmackDown.
Yes.
Because we have Naomi as women's champ. We have the Usos. We have Jinder Mahal. That's it. But that's pretty much every champion.
Yep, so that's three titles out of four titles.
Yeah, three out of four ain't bad. I'm going to take it.
And we have one immigrant who speaks French.
Yes.
So I'll take it, even though he's claiming to be a face. I'm going to take it. So we have four. So we have an immigrant and three brown people. I'm down.
I'll take it.
Yep. I love how he, in his promo in the ring, he's like, so I'm going to talk to my people in my language. And I knew they were on fire. I knew it. I was like,
okay, so after...
India was lit.
After, I know, right?
Listen.
India was turned.
Listen.
Hindu were turned.
Oh, man. So after Randy lost, Reddit, everybody's favorite site, dispute racism on.
Oh.
Basically crashed. Like, just there was too many characters. Yeah, the wrestling, like board or whatever. I don't know how Reddit's set up because my life doesn't revolve around the internet.
Wait, time out. So,
did you guys see the reactions when he won of the people in the crowd?
Girls,
I said on it.
They were devastated.
Their faces, just for comparison,
they were like, seething. What do I
do? Was like the faces of black people when we all found out Trump won. I was they get back. That's what y'all get for voting that motherfucking office. That's what y'all get. That's how we felt.
Was like, I just knew that like every white person would have the face of that girl, just like that girl who's the misfit, like anti-Miz with her like with her nostrils.
Oh, the anger face. Like,
oh, yes, that was every fan.
Everyone like, except for the multicultural people in the crowd. They was hype.
Excuse me. Every white fan. HWHIT.
Quite. I'm gonna use that now. Quite.
No, white, H-W, oh. White fan, H-H, huh. But it's like Hanukkah, you have to before you do it.
White don't fan. Do it.
Oh my God. White fan. Oh my God.
White are you fan.
Everyone say it with me, listeners too.
White fan.
I'm too sick to say this on my brand new
podcast. Kelsey, I heard you.
I think your throat's different than mine. I can't. You might have a different throat.
Listen, I just feel like I'm outnumbered now, as opposed to like what's going on this podcast now. So white fans,
white.
Oh, you might got to let people listen to us too, and they probably like what the fuck. But if they didn't shout know that,
shout out to them. But also, you're still white at the end of the day. I love y'all. Oh, very clear. If you don't follow me, for some reason, I have this really strange crush on Dean Ambrose, and he's still white at the end of the day.
Okay,
I know, and we still can't see.
That don't mean that he won't me, but I know that he's white, so. H-W-H-I-T-E, also H-W-H-Y-T-E, if you're one of those people. Oh, Kelsey.
Oh, so, white, okay. You got it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so Reddit shut down, like, pretty much shut down, and they were shook. They didn't know what to do with their lives, because they're damn near white supremacists. I can't even say it because I'm so fired up because I hate to do
fuck boys. Just go with fuck boys. White,
fuck boys. And it's so sickening to me because there was that time where we just thought Randy Orton was down for the cause, and then he exposed himself. Like, how dare you pose
with Migos? He was Soccer Max back in the day with the Migos.
He even try to hide it. He doesn't even try to hide it. He's just so open about it.
Yep. How dare you shame the Migos like that? You can never.
Right?
Never.
We trusted you. We believed in you. We were rooting for you, Tyra Banks. We were rooting for you.
We were all rooting for you.
Okay.
Fuck. And he was so fine. I just remember those pictures of him like in the shower where he had the towel over.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Man. Ugh.
Can't win them all. Anyway, what moving on. She was like,
that was short-lived.
So, yeah. We can't love these racist hoes out here.
Okay.
Can't love them. So, I don't know what I would do if I found out John Cena was racist. Like, tears are forming in my eyes just thinking about it, so I'm just not.
No, so, John Cena got a plate to the cookout a long time ago.
Right.
A long time ago.
He's like, I'm in here. I got my lawn chair. I'm in here.
Just as long as Nicole's not making a plate, she probably wouldn't know what to put on.
That's enough.
She would probably, she would probably have, like, potato salad touching everything.
And it's not even
she would probably try to, like, she would probably try to, like, microwave it and stuff and not know to put it on after you microwave your food. And
oh my God.
You know it's going to be that hipster potato salad, right? That's not even really potato salad.
But it's not even hipster because you're not even hipster. Like, she would just put, like, mustard on everything. What do you mean?
Gross. Yes.
I'm not even going to say that because she is half Mexican. She has to have some sort of, like, appreciation.
She's Italian. I mean, Italians can cook, too.
Yeah, seasonings and stuff are part of their culture. So I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do it too bad, but I still
the girl can barely spell seasoning, so I highly doubt it.
No, listen. She says everything like it's a question. Abraham Lincoln?
She's hella confused all the time, bro.
But you know that episode. But you know that episode too. Abraham Lincoln? Was it Abraham Lincoln? Who freed the slaves?
Oh my god.
That was probably my favorite episode of Total Divas ever, because I was just like, these hoes are really that dumb.
Okay.
Not smart.
Speaking of hoes that are dumb, what's up with Paige?
Who cares? Let's move on. I don't know Paige. I don't know her.
Listen. Oh my god.
I mean,
the fact that she's gone this long without her Future Endeavor papers, and she's probably still collecting coins, because even though you're not on TV, you still get a little check. Like, you're still.
Did her and Del Rio really get married?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't care. I doubt it. I don't know. But I just think that The Rock is literally keeping her afloat with that company because of that movie.
Yes, that's right.
That's exactly why.
The movie is going to be straight to WWE Network and nobody's going to watch it. Just like that show, Battleground, or whatever it is.
Oh, actually, I'm going to watch it because I know it's going to be a mess and I just like enjoyed it.
Didn't they have Trinidad, whatever her name is?
She played AJ Lee.
Wow.
That's what's his name's girlfriend?
That's a no for me.
Austin Aries, that's his chick.
Mm-hmm. Which apparently one of my coworkers went to college with him.
What?
That was probably lit. He probably turns up. He looks like he turns up on the low.
I will tell y'all stories later that I've heard, but yeah.
So Money in the Bank is coming up, and it's rumored that Nakamura might win.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Strong rumors.
You better put a rocket to his back, like, and just go.
Push him
to the moon.
Before he turns out like Hideo Itami, and then you just can't do anything with him.
First of all, a moment of silence for that man's career, because Hideo came in and was, I mean, sorry, Shinsuke came in and was like, so what you thought was going to happen? Nah.
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 Shinsuke was like, I just took your entire life. I just Odell Beckham the fuck out of your entire like career. Like, Hideo is Victor Cruz in this situation. And he's like, signing a one-year contract with the fucking Bears. Like,
Bears.
Like, and I am from Chicago and I'm saying this. Like, it's a wrap, bro. Like,
Yep.
There's kind
of, well, maybe the Bears will win some games this year. Maybe
we won't because we don't like nice things. I just want to say this.
Chicago really don't like nice things at all.
No,
like listen, the Bulls. All of us are like, we have a hockey team. That's it. What am I supposed to do with that? And the Cubs, which is like the white folks team. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? White folks team. Like, nah, B. Like, I'm just like, ugh. Like, for like Hideo and Victor Cruz. It's like, nope. But also, I think the biggest, speaking of Hideo talking about NXT TakeOver Chicago, not see that DIY breakup happening, and I was very upset.
What? Everybody was talking about it all day.
I know, but I tried to stay off of the internet for a while, because like I was deep down in some other work stuff, and like I watched it, and I was just like, oh, Johnny, poor baby.
The real plot twist would have been Johnny turning on
Stompa, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I would have rather seen that, because everybody knows he's a psycho killer. Like, you can never know what the fuck he's going to do next. But I would have. I know Johnny Gargano is a good heel. I know that because I've seen him in the indies as a heel. But.
Speaking of turning on, does anyone think that Cass is the one that turned on Enzo?
What? What? Wait.
And hurt Enzo? Remember Enzo got attacked?
Somebody took one Jordan? Yeah. That was bad. You know, I was sick about that one. Whoever hurt my baby, they're going to have to see these hands. It's coming soon.
I hope it was Cass.
I hope it wasn't.
They keep fucking with them, though. Like, I just want them to, they had such a good, strong start. And then they started doing this weird shit, and it's like, they dropped the ball on them. And so it's almost like they have to separate them at this point. But I don't want them to be separated either. But it's like the way they're doing.
I have nothing else to do with them.
I don't want them to be separated before they get a title run. Like, that just defeats the purpose of being a tag team for this long. Like,
yes, exactly. Like, what was the
competition point? Really didn't work for them in the beginning. We all know this. And FCW didn't really work in NXT starting out either until they got together, and it works. Because I really don't like Kaz on the mic that much.
Okay,
and
you.
I really he don't like Enzo as hell. In the ring that much. So they kind of need each other. If they probably add somebody else to the mix, like, I feel like they're missing. Like, with Carmella, she just added that little...
Mm-hmm.
That little pinch of salt, you know, you don't shake the whole sausage, you just throw a pinch in there. She was that for them. And I feel like they're kind of missing that. I think they need, like, a dope-ass manager to, like, help them get it together. Because Enzo can't talk all the time.
Yes.
Because when he does, it's like, okay.
Carmella... Like, Cass talks like Beyonce when you hear her read something.
God damn it, Jordan.
Yes. Am I right? It's like, he hits every syllable. He hits every syllable. He hits every word. So, but, I mean, I really didn't like Carmella as their manager much either, because she didn't talk. It was still Enzo doing all of the talking.
I just feel like if they had, like, a dope black girl that could talk, like, that can talk. Not Alicia Fox. Alicia Fox is doing too much.
You mean you?
I mean, you know.
Book it.
Listen, I told y'all, WWE, I am PayPal ready. You don't got to put me on payroll. Just, you know.
Just let me show up.
You hear me?
Let me hold something in
my PayPal account.
Nah, it's this. I honestly would want the blue pants contract. I show up every 2 weeks.
They change my name. It's cool.
I want the blue pants contract. I want the Leva Bates contract for real, for real. Speaking of that. The women's tournament is happening. The Mae Young Classic, which I'm super excited for.
The name, I feel like they could have
gone. I mean, I heard that it was going to be called like the Global Women's Tournament or something like that. But But like Mae's dead. I get it.
But her logo was crap.
Right? They couldn't do better.
Boy, whoever was in that Photoshop, they need to.
I almost bought tickets to both shows.
So where are the shows at?
Orlando. Both shows are at NXT.
Yet.
Yeah. Both shows are at full sale.
Okay, so they're just being cheap.
Yeah. But it's the same way that they did the Cruiserweight tournament. Those were both just like full sale shows.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I just feel like, damn, like, you got to be in Orlando to go do everything, because I feel like the same people probably go to the shows, because what is like $20 to get in?
Yes, that's why Izzy was at every damn show.
Yeah, because my mom was forking out that 20. When my daddy was forking out that 20, we was all the way up in level 302. Yeah. Izzy was at ringside on camera getting hugs.
Listen. So, but I am excited. I have a few like fantasy bookings for who I would like to see in the tournament, but I doubt they'll be in the tournament. I don't know.
Who are your picks?
Y'all know that girl Kiera Hogan out of Atlanta. I would love
the
to
black
see her.
Girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the like red weave. I would love to see her in it, but I mean I feel like she's very very new. But like, but you know, Triple H likes just pulling people out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And giving them a shot. So I wouldn't put it past them, especially because she made like internet noise for a minute.
Same thing with Cedric Alexander. So she could be probably the Cedric of the females tournament.
Exactly. We got Leva Bates. I feel like will come back as Leva Bates, not as Blue Pants. And cheerleader Melissa, you got to give her a shot.
Is she still wrestling?
I thought so.
I don't know. Sis been at it since like 99. She might need to get.
And Mia, isn't Mia Yim's contract up with TNA?
Mm-hmm.
Oh well, then she in that thing for real. So, and that's all. That's all. I mean, I'm just like Mia Yim has to be in it if they really want this thing to be a real thing.
Right.
In my opinion.
They're definitely gonna get people from overseas. That's for sure.
To keep a couple of
Japanese girls have already signed with the company.
Yeah.
I don't know about any Chinese female wrestlers. I know about any Chinese wrestlers to begin with, so we'll see what happens with that. If they really wanted to like fuck with me, Ivelisse would show up, but that's not gonna happen. But in my head, I just like Ivelisse would have to show up for me to be like, holy shit! Like
Like, there needs to be, like, a holy shit.
Yeah, there's going to be one surprise, and then there's going to be one, like...
Dark horse.
We knew. I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, they gave Serena a shot. Because, you know, they brought Brian Kendrick, you know, let him do his thing, because he, you know, you had to reward him for something for attempting to train Eva Marie. Which you used one of the best possible people to train this woman, and the bitch don't even want to be a wrestler. So
she's over it. She wants to
be fired.
It's coming soon. I think what they're gonna do is they're waiting to the season finale of Total Divas, and that'll be announced then. Because I've heard rumors of her contract.
The season finale happened already.
Oh,
yeah. I was gonna say
watch it though, clearly. But yeah, they said that she's not coming back for the next season. Then so
she's not coming back for any season or any show. Like, she's done.
Yeah,
I saw her doing that. Like, I saw her doing that. Street Fighter tournament on TV, and I was like, "Girl, what?" Yeah. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to her bio and I was like, "Okay."
Yeah, she's doing her own thing, which is probably the best for anyway.
Reselling Fashion Nova clothes.
What did you say?
Reselling Fashion Nova clothes.
Oh wow!
I mean, that's what it is. Like,
basically.
Wholesale clothing from the same factory.
Yeah,
also, basically, she's on AliExpress and she's just flipping. Okay,
she's just flipping clothes and changing out the tags. If that,
I'm gonna have to. I haven't looked at her.
NEM, NEM.
I don't even know what her name is. Eva Marie. Let's try this.
No. Oh. She is back to Natalie Eva Marie.
So yeah,
ooh.
She's back to Natalie.
And she's done her hair back black. Oh, yeah, she's done.
Yeah,
she's done.
She's over. She's been done. So let's talk about Lana. And this
who?
Sorry.
Oh, God.
And that sorry attempt.
To dance.
Not even dance. I just mean, like, her wrestling. I'm very confused and scared for her. Cause I have tweets drafted in my head ready to light her up. I really do.
I light her up every week when they show that stupid ass promo.
I'm just saying, like, if I'm Summer Rae, we have to square up in the parking lot when I see you. Cause, bitch, you're not gonna steal my look and steal my gimmick. Like,
no.
Mm-hmm. And we haven't seen Summer Rae in about 2-3 years, so. First of all, if I'm Summer Rae, I'm fired up because I see all these new bitches getting they shine. Even
well, Summer was hurt for a little bit.
Maybe she's in the tournament.
Let's bitch. Now I didn't say we liked her for her wrestling skill.
I'm saying maybe she's in the tournament as an easy win for someone. Like,
I hope
she ain't been nowhere else. I'm putting out good energy for some fucking reason.
Well, maybe Paige is in the tournament then.
Ha.
No.
Okay, that would be something else. Lord, look.
I thought. You don't know. You know, they might switch it up and go to some bingo hall in Puerto Rico, wherever the fuck they were when she proposed.
Man, that video of them walking down Times Square, I die every time I think about it. Like, that shit was legendary.
We just got to pray for homegirl because she's never going to get it together.
I said it on one episode, and I'm going to say it again. Really good dick will ruin you.
Yeah, but I doubt that's even
it. I doubt that's it. But,
I doubt
but
that's
I mean,
it.
See, but Kelsey, you
it's
go
Del
from...
It's Del Rio we're talking about.
Listen, you go from Maddox to Del Rio, girl, they're not... I mean, like, that's a jump.
Maddox and Xavier Woods at the same time.
Not, okay. To like a grown man with two kids, like that girl. I'm telling you,
two kids. I thought he had more than two. I thought he had like five.
Well,
probably.
I wouldn't put it past him, but I've only seen two. Therefore, I will claim to.
Mm.
Like, you know, I really feel like this young girl is with this old man, and she is dickmatized. Because I can say right now, he might have more in quotes money, which I mean, I say money meaning credit.
You mean pesos.
All right, now I'm in credit, I mean,
is
as in like IOUs and whatnot.
Okay,
But also, like, didn't her dad have beef with him, or like, was that kayfabe for like to like promote a show?
Who's
Del Rio? Her dad. Del Rio and
we need to know where her parents are. We need to know where her parents are because they need to collect their child.
Sorry,
her mother's always on Twitter asking people, "Have they seen her daughter? Have you spoke to Paige? Have you spoke to her?" She's on Twitter looking for her.
Saria can't even gather Brittany Knight, because right now this is Brittany Knight, not Paige. Paige is owned by the WWE. This is Brittany Knight acting right now.
My thing is, how have you not? Do you not show up to your daughter's house? Like, trust me, if this is my mama, is showing up to wherever she thinks I am. She's not going on Twitter or on social media. Because first of all, now you're telling
my mama business. My mama ain't even letting me mess with nobody like Del Rio. So
okay,
but exactly. It's this: my mom would have taken my like PayPal and bought herself a flight to my house. Like my mom would have used my money to buy herself a flight and been like, knock knock knock, girl. Where the fuck is
and that's overseas, so them expensive.
Them some expensive flights out. Like,
yeah. But I guess it's time for our favorite thing, which we're gonna let Kelsey pick.
Excellent choice.
This week.
Okay.
So you know how this goes, right?
Yes. Ready.
Okay.
Ready.
All right.
So give us three names.
Okay. Enzo.
Yes.
Neville.
Whoa. I'm just like I am 6 feet tall.
This is interesting. Yes,
no. I'm about to tap out.
Yeah, no. Enzo. Neville. Kalisto.
I'm 6 feet tall.
She will never come back on this show again.
just because you said
this is the fun size version of fucking. This is the pocket size version of fucking. I can fit all them niggas in my pocket.
I'm waiting.
Foot first. Okay. Foot first, because we know this is gonna go. We know this gonna go. So.
Well, you already know. I'm gonna marry.
Enzo.
You better know it. This was tough.
Is it?
I'm going to. It's tough because
it's not that hard. It's really not that hard.
I'm gonna fuck Neville, and I'm gonna kill Kalisto just because his cat's ugly as hell. And every time Sasha Banks posts that cat on Instagram, it makes me mad every time.
All right, I'm going to go next. I'm going to marry Kalisto because we're both from Chicago. So we have some.
What?
Yep, he is from Chicago. And also,
you don't marry him with the mask on?
Mask on. There is no mask off here.
I'm looking at it right now.
There is a mask
off.
Fuck it, mask on, bitch. So mask on, Kalisto. If, you know, and also, if this is also kayfabe, then his mask would be on regardless. So mask on, Kalisto, marry. Okay, foot. Are we gonna be sensitive about this, or like, are you gonna be?
You know what to do.
Okay, so I'm gonna kill Enzo off of loyalty. The new slay. And I'm a fuck Neville in the dark. I can stay in the dark somewhere. And also I am 6 feet tall. I didn't need y'all to know this. I am 5'11" and 3/4. I didn't need y'all to know. I would not touch any of these men. I have stood next to Enzo. Lovely man, not my cup of tea.
Mine.
Yours because you're
I don't see it.
I don't see it either, girl.
I don't
He's
see
fine.
It.
He's fine. Anyway.
Somebody's gotta think so, and that someone is foot. So all right.
That's cool.
Slim.
All right, so I found a picture. All right, so darn it, Jordan, for being all nice and stuff. Go ahead and kill Enzo.
Loyalty is key, girl. We are a tag team. We are a three-man tag team. You don't see the New Day fighting over Sasha.
The
Y'all
see a New Day fighting over Paige either. They just went ahead and let Xavier have that one.
And also, you are the, you know, Xavier of, like, the group.
Hey, you need to chill.
It'll work out.
Hey, you need to chill. Might have to reevaluate roles after that one. That
absolutely not. My butt is still the biggest out of y'all three, so I am still Biggie.
Okay, I'm still oldest one, so I still gotta be Kofi.
I know.
So yeah,
Xavier's doing two grown things. Might have to be you.
You had to be Titus, even girl. You might have to sign on to that Titus brand before you know.
Exactly.
Titus brand, Lord.
Oh, I fuck with the Titus brand. I fuck with the Vision.
Titus, I want him to win.
Even though he can't sue for $1.2 million, which I want to know if he got $1.2 million because
he looks cheap. He might have.
He might have. I'm saying
he's also a Q, and most Qs I know are cheap. So he got his. He got a sock somewhere.
Oh, go ahead, Slim.
So, then I would I'd marry Kalisto.
Girl,
why do y'all keep marrying this man?
That's what I don't.
Because he can divorce him. And then I'd
Alberto, and you don't want to know what divorce is.
Then I'd fuck Neville, right, with all the lights off and all the bags on his face. All of them.
With a bag on his face. I forgot that part.
Is his face really that ugly, though?
Yes. Yes.
He's like a hobbit.
It's his ears. Like that's what does it. It's the ears. It's his ears. He looks like an elf.
Yes. And thank you.
It's also like his jawline. It's also his jawline. But he looks like one of those bulldogs who's like lower, like bottom teeth sit over his top teeth.
Like an underbite?
Yes, he looks like he has serious underbite, and I don't know if he does or not. I don't look that close at him nor his mouth. But those are the vibes I get from just seeing him. Profiling at its best, I guess, but whatever.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I can't. I don't think he's that bad looking. It's just some features are off. Which y'all don't even know what Kalisto looks like, so I don't know.
I looked him up. If this is the same guy, it works. He's Mexican cute, so Mexican cute.
Uh-huh. So I'm gonna stick with what I got. But that does it for this episode, which is episode 10. So we finally made it to double digit.
Yay!
It's lit.
This is fun.
I guess the way we do things, we would have been at episode 10. It's just, we really don't care. We do this shit for fun.
Yeah.
But we don't record the weekend of pay-per-views. My bad.
So honestly,
we want people to watch what's going on.
So honestly, y'all should tell the WWE the less podcasts you have. I mean, the less pay-per-views you have, the more news you'll get. So if you love us that much, which
write a letter.
Write a letter. Tweet them.
Yes.
No, don't tweet them because I don't think they really give a fuck about tweets. Maybe they do. Who knows?
I mean, in this age, tweets are important.
Actually,
I was like, you should tweet them more than you write them because I doubt they read anything from people.
Tweet Triple H because he clearly responds to tweets. Because if I see lawn chair tweet, and somebody said, are those lawn chairs? And he said, it's not about the seats that they're sitting in. It's about the people coming to see. It's some inspirational shit. Like, no. Y'all
keep that.
Y'all need to get these.
That was like
a chairs that y'all got with people's faces on them and shit. You got these motherfuckers out here in Family Dollar. You know wrestling fans, damn near half of them is over 300 pounds, so they are not even going to fit in the seat. So.
Oh my God.
Well, Kelsey, thank you for being our first guest.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Give everybody your social media. How can they contact you and see your videos of you and Seth Rollins?
2 underscores, Mocahontas.
Yeah.
MOCH Hontas.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And I am Alexis Littlefoot. You can follow me on everything. Just don't be creepy on Snapchat, because a few of y'all have been adding me on Snapchat, and I ain't gonna call nobody out. I ain't gonna say no names, but y'all on the verge of getting blocked, because y'all are nasty. Y'all real nasty and weird.
But babe, shouldn't be such a babe.
Yeah, that was, see, that's a little bit what I'm talking about, being nasty.
Shouldn't be
weird.
Such a babe, girl. Shouldn't be such a babe.
So I'm allowing y'all to follow me, because my shit's public, okay? But there's some boundaries that y'all need to learn. You can follow me at Young Littlefoot. No O. Young Littlefoot. Thank you.
I'm not getting any creepy stuff, so I welcome it right now, because I'm lovely. Follow me at on Twitter, at Jordan Said So on Twitter, and my Snapchat I will keep to myself, because I don't really need all those problems. And do not
forget. That's where the creepiness is at. That's where they are. They ain't showing it on Twitter, but they...
You ain't seen my DMs. And I would love... And once again, this is your girl CM Poonani, ready to take the challenge by storm. And fuck you, Johnny motherfucking Bananas.
Now, okay, can we talk about that before we go? And I'm going to let Slim introduce herself and tell all of her social medias. In a second.
Nah, like,
but how mad is the Miz? Like, if WWE wanted to capitalize on that, they would have thrown Miz. Like, we need you to go back home so you can talk as much shit. Because could you imagine the Miz versus CM Punk on the challenge? Boy, it'd be
right?
But that's not how it works. It's pros versus champs. So it's people who do professional sports. So it's like Lolo Jones, Sean.
Yeah, I know that. But then they also face people that have won challenges.
But true. But also is this, the fact that Sean Merriman is on the show when he had, like, when he was trying out for the WWE, wow, is hysterical to me. But also, so I watched some interview with Victor Cruz, and he was saying how Punk and Johnny Bananas was almost throwing, like, punches, and I was like,
CT fights everybody on every show.
But no, but it was this, I was like, be it that I saw that fight, Johnny Bananas could easily beat up CM Punk. I don't give a fuck. Listen, we all saw that fight.
Yep.
We all saw that
fight. Yes, we did.
What fight? I missed it.
Punk's first.
Yeah.
Fight. Oh, yep. Girl.
Yeah. Mass. I was like, God damn it. Damn it.
Girl, the fight was so short, I forgot about it.
Yep.
It wasn't really a fight. It was more like somebody getting beat up. Yes. But
exactly.
Johnny Bananas could take him. And I don't even like him, but all right, Slim, hit him with your contact.
You can catch me on Twitter at @XOSeattleSlim, and I am your local resident angry communist. So be ready for that, and wrestling tweets. So communism and wrestling. That's what you get with me.
And also your favorite angry asthmatic.
And stoner when she's feeling better.
A stoner that does not inhale. I do not believe that you actually
You know what?
Inhale.
It's going down on Snapchat, Jordan. It's going down.
All right. Send me a personal one of you, like, breathing it in. I want to see it. I want to see
you
your chest.
You gotta inhale for all 10 seconds.
For
of
all this. 10 seconds. And I want to see, like, your chest get big. Now, I want to see the change in your chest.
Are you going to come see me in the hospital when I undoubtedly have to be hospitalized?
You're not a stoner, girl. Off of that comment about the hospital, girl. Slim's been lying to us for all of 10 episodes about smoking weed.
I think she has to. You're a perp. No pun intended, you're a perp. Everyone, this has been the New Slate Podcast. And we are back. Hopefully we don't have that long of a gap ever again. But we'll see, because life happens and we got shit to do. Bye.